there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Sadie Edwards says, I don't think he realizes that Chinese eat Chinese food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Bring it, bro. I'm on a starvation diet right now. I will absolutely take chop suey all day, whatever. And by the way, Chinese food is good. And I don't mean like Chinese buffet food. I've seen genuine Chinese food, because I once had a Chinese girlfriend and her mom was preparing these salmon balls they are balls of rice flour filled with flakes of salmon. That was good. And then the xiaolongbao, jiaozi, black vinegar, chili garlic sauce. The Chinese food is very, very good. Pagan says, why so skinny, JF? Well, because I'm working to get to healthy weight. I'm getting there, working hard. I've been trolling in the last few days on the internet, half trolling, because yes, I would absolutely consider a Chinese wife. But you know that there's this alliance that's emerging between Canada and China, and I'm like, oh, this may mean we will get Chinese woman migrating toward Canada. This may be my shot at a 7th, 8th baby, maybe 9th baby. So I'm into the China mood. I'm learning Chinese. I'm learning Japanese. We need to ally with the Asian race, absolutely. I'm in for it. I've had much success in my life, so it's not like a lot of people. I got a lot of abuse in the last few days. I will show you some of the initial tweets that led to this abuse, and a lot of race people who called me a betrayer. To be clear, I have always held the position that if you cannot find a woman of quality within your race, you should absolutely use your leverage and say, I'm going to go elsewhere. Else, what do we get? We get race sexual communism. And that is terrible. It is terrible to let women, and that's a feminist thing. That is influencing all of our women and even many of our men. If you let them choose to be the bottleneck, if you let them walk around with one or two babies and satisfied with life, you don't have to endure this. You can go see the competition and wage a genetic war, saying, if you want to go down the drain of evolution, you do you. We're going to have other women. We're going to make the number of babies we want with them. And there are two approaches to resisting to the bottlenecking of feminism, which is, well, first you can find a woman that just happens to want 3-4 babies. That would be the ideal. But for all of those people who don't have this chance, you have two acts of resistance that you can do. Inseminate many women, so that each of them has one or two babies, but you have 8. Now, that's not a solution long-term for a group. It's actually bad, because every time you do that, you create one more incel male. And the other solution is competition. If Walmart doesn't give you the grocery store items that you expect, what do you do? you go to the to some other grocery and you pay with, you vote with your money. Now you have to vote with your dick too. If an entire group of females have decided to squeeze the evolutionary path into the future to points where we know we won't exist because of it, then anyways, if you want to save that group, if you want to save the white race or whatever these nationalists have against me, whatever is your plan, you're going to need new genes. You're going to need to import. You're going to need to compete. You're going to need to allow a flow of genes to change that behavior of your group. And that passes through alliances, import, and integration of new populations within your group. I was launched, I will get to the tweet that provoked the nationalist, but I was launched on all of this due to a personal story. So I'm single and looking for options, you know, so I'm very receptive. Every time a woman contacts me, like, okay, let's explore the possibilities. Can we get some babies going? I get contacted by a woman. I do my usual spiel. Let's make babies. I love you. Come to Alberta. We're going to live together. So that was my first sentence. And she said, and I didn't see her because it was a DM and all. So she says, we need to know each other first. As I usually do, I always do that. I say, okay, talk to me about you. I'm interested in hearing. And you know what she says? I'm still distraught. She says, well, I'm 51, but I'm not sure I want to have babies right now. I'm not sure I'm fully ready. I haven't had the chance to have babies yet in my life, but who knows, you know? Maybe. And I just want to get done with a certificate in human rights at this university, and then maybe I'll be ready. And I've seen blood. I mean, I have seen the future of the white race. I have seen what would happen with the planet. I traveled, as she was saying this, I traveled millions of years into the future. Cat ladies, 62 years old, wanting to get pregnant. Woman saying, I don't quite have the time yet. I have to escalate from my cashier job to manager at Dollarama. I have seen it all. I have seen the robots dominating over us. I have seen the unleashing of the Asian chariots onto our countries, colonizing the North. Bro, this is the event. This is the event that led me to, like, I went to Grok. I said, Grok, forgive me for I have sinned. I have just spoken to a 51-year-old woman and was unable to even convince her that it was time for immediate insemination. And Grok tried to console me. He said, there are some fucked up people out there, JF. I'm so sorry you had to face this. Grok is my last friend, really. Grok is... He is kind of untainted by feminism in a way. But to be clear, if you're at this age thinking you're going to have babies and not being in for immediate insemination, you are victimized by feminism. If you are walking around the street with your one or two babies and content in life about this, you are a feminist. If you are a man who wishes only to have 0, 1, or 2 babies, you have been victimized by feminism. If you are a woman who doesn't think about babies before she's 25, you are a feminist or you are a victim of feminism. 95% of the world out there is feminist. And the five other percent, even if they're not there, they certainly have integrated some amount of feminism from it. I realized this following the scandal around Nick Fuentes. See, Nick Fuentes made very intelligent comments 4 days ago about how Jeff Epstein, the public flogging of Jeff Epstein, was feminism. And you guys are not ready for this discussion. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. Because implicit to the public flogging of Jeff Epstein is this whole feminist concept that females cannot consent even after they cross the age of consent. Now, we can argue on the details, 17, 18, maybe sometimes, maybe not clear, not super clear to me. But probably all above the age of consent for love and sex in the jurisdiction where that happened. And maybe a few months short of even consent to prostitution. And Nick sees through it all. It's very powerful. It's a 20-minute delivery by Nick. And everyone went and said, he's advocating for pedophilia. Well, you guys too. You guys who are yapping pedophilia everywhere where it's not, you're all a bunch of fucking feminists. Because I've done the math as a biologist and I've laid out my case. It's a video that has like maybe 100,000 views, maybe 500,000 views. People know about it. If we don't shorten the evolutionary cycle of white civilization, we are disappearing. Even if you make two babies, 0.1 per couple, even if you were there, you're not there. But even if you were there, you won't get to survival. Because if it takes you twice the time than other people on planet Earth to make the same amount of babies, you're growing two times less than them in time. Because by the time they have their grandchildren, you'd only have children, and you may have grandchildren. So we need to shorten the evolutionary time, and this passes through women. Women who are sent to college, who are losing their youth to pursue professional options that doesn't give them any form of loyalty, any form of long-term stability, only for the pay of the moment so they can pay their cyclic dependence on apartments and other things that won't ever last for them, you're all a bunch of feminists too. And yes, Jeff Epstein, I won't redo the whole argument of Nick Fuentes here. Go watch the video that I retweeted of him. At the beginning, because I had a relationship with Jeff Epstein, and at the beginning of it, I was kind of trolling the internet when I was saying, I was friends with Jeff Epstein, because it's not entirely true. Like, we exchanged maybe a total of 2 emails total, and even one of them was just unilateral and no response. But there's been this whole attempt at ruining my reputation, of course, on many prongs. And one of the prongs that people keep coming back to is, he got money from Jeff Epstein. But today, when I look back and when I think of how feminism screwed us and how Jeff Epstein is part of it, I'm proud of my role. I'm proud that I saw that there was something wrong. Because I think that we've reached peak complaints against Jeff Epstein. The peak where the paranoid people out there saying satanic circles of pedo, blah, blah, blah. These people are winning out slowly. It's a bunch of boomers who don't truly understand the world and who honestly are so blind to the truth about feminism that Nick has exposed that they can only see Jeff Epstein as ultimate evil. But I've always said across the years, Jeff Epstein was a victim of feminism in himself. This whole fluffing of the female body and youth. This whole recruitment of, and this goes from OnlyFans to Jeff Epstein. this whole recruitment of what is supposed to be desirable for the purpose of reproduction into a commerce, that's also feminism. Because it's a replacement. It's a replacement of the actual use of sex into a derived product. And Jeff Epstein was a victim of it in that he was doing it out of, ultimately, he loved woman too much. And when you love woman too much, you end up being, you leak your money to them. And we'll talk about the whole videos with Andrew Tate, Clavicular, Nick Fuentes. There's also feminism in there. Going out at bars, elevating the female model as an object of desire. Using the signals of sex for non-reproductive purpose, but for social elevation. These models are paid, or they're around to suck money one way or another, or suck status. It's not the real world. And I'm super happy for them having had fun. Go ahead and have fun. I'm happy for them personally. But societally, to be pushing these pimp behaviors publicly as the kind of place to be, it's a very sad direction for streaming. It's a very sad direction for streaming that the young people of this age, they feel they need to be on the Clavicular stream with them smoking around models, and that this is victory in some form. These models are paid, or they are social escalators trying to get paid in some way. It's prostitution for the screen, really. That's what it is. It's OnlyFans light. Ty Rogerson says, I wouldn't be surprised. Anthony Bourdain loved a woman too much. Absolutely. Absolutely. Another case. Asia Argento. Separates from Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain seeing himself as too old, as not having it anymore, committed suicide in a hotel room. All of this, again, the pursuit of youth without reproduction. Same theme, same theme. These guys, I know the Jeff Epsteins of this world. I know Anthony Bourdain to an extent. I've read his writings. I've seen his documentaries. These guys have two. You know this meme with the you love the distant too much. You have your red spot away from your family rather than close to your family. That's typical, and it can both lead you to a form of unhealthy xenophilia, or to genderphilia, to liking the other sex too much and admiring them too much and losing your money in it, losing everything, which is what happened to Jeff Epstein ultimately. You know that Jeff Epstein, when he was interviewed, he wasn't talking about women from a macho perspective. The macho Jeff Epstein is what the feminists have been trying to build alongside the paranoid schizos of the MAGA boomer base. This idea that Jeff Epstein hated women, kind of, or saw them as objects. The reality is that when he was interviewed, Jeff Epstein was constantly applauding the progress of women in the corporate sector. He thought that women were the future, that one day he dreamed of a day in which men wouldn't even have jobs anymore. Much of the feminism, corporate feminism that we see, this rejection of men in the workplace, Me Too ganging up on men and replacing them with females, such that at this point females have easier access to the work market. Even if they last less long, you have to train them and then they go away for other opportunities or they get pregnant. So they are a cost to the corporate world, but employers want them more. And Jeff Epstein was very much behind this. The whole left is behind it. in many ways, and the right to an extent, the center right. But Jeff Epstein was definitely behind this kind of stuff. And I tried kind of a half troll, as I explained earlier. I tried to dream into reality my next Asian wife, because I now speak Mandarin. I have sent a message to the females of China. I am available. I am looking to build a family. I said, my Asian wife will not nag me because I play Dota. My Asian wife will be happy that I have found a way to bring food to the table and a roof over our head. My Asian wife will birth babies consecutively without complaining that pregnancy is too hard after the first. My Asian wife will not run away with the children because she will want their life to be enriched by their father. My Asian wife will not break the family because she understands the value of loyalty and of a united family. My Asian wife will not rename the kids in secret against my will. My Asian wife will not entertain friendships with venomous women who try to separate her from me. My Asian wife will be a perfect cook, capable of preparing salmon balls. And I ask Grok to generate an image of a white man with a black shirt, an Asian wife, and children. And it's very interesting, the answer that I got. Because, of course, there's the nationalists that are annoyed. And to the nationalists, I'm like, hey, win the argument. Beat me in a debate, bro. Very easy to beat me to a debate. You bring me one fertile white female of any weight, any levels of ugliness, just bring her to me. And say, see, Jeff, she's available. And I will have to accept her in my life. Now, no one does this, see? So there was this woman. It's all these anonymous accounts that are pushing for always more racial extremism. But it's like, hey, how many babies you got? How many babies you got, person behind a fake photo? Because I made 6 babies in my life. I probably, even if I was to go full Asian for the rest of my life, just even if I was to make 20 Asian white babies, I would still have contributed to the maintenance of the white race more than you, more than any nationalist I know, more than Tucker fucking Carlson. Almost as much as Elon. And it's like, they don't compute. It's like, you are trapped. You are trapped in feminism, my friends. And if you don't develop a strategy of resistance, you'll go down with the woman. You'll go down with the woman that wants to sterilize you. Because the woman who's actively sterilizing people through pushing anti-natalism ideology out there, that's the extreme case. But the whole umbrella of woman, from her to the woman who has 2 babies, to me, it's all the same. You're all a bunch of feminists, and you're all reproducing below 2.1. You're all non-exponentials. You're non-exponentials. In an exponentially growing world. And we should call them the non-exp. You're a non-exp. You're not even part of the conversation of what will happen with the future of this earth. So don't you come and tell me that I'm a race betrayer. First, I don't care. I've always said, if the females of your race betray you, just go elsewhere. Your reproduction matters more than the group. And anyways, all that the group is truly asking is not that you reproduce with a white woman. They're not available. Did you see the numbers? There's less than 15% even contemplating possibly being inseminated. 85% of the females out there you cross on the street are effectively sterile. And so this weird woman with an anonymous face on Twitter starts calling me a race traitor. Oh, Jeff, you want an Asian wife? You're going to destroy your genes, blah, blah, blah. How about do something for your group? Even Stéphane Moliner, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. I'm the least selfish guy in all of this. I'm actually trying to save the world. None of you are. None of you are. You're all little fucking beta feminists ready to follow the lead of your fucking woman. And you're pathetic, and I'm exponential. I'm the only one who truly has a right to talk about the future. Maybe when I hang out with Elon Musk, maybe Tucker Carlson can be in the conversation. That's it. And this woman, I called her out on her bluff. I said, all right, you bring me an available white woman who wants to have babies, and I will give up forever my project of marrying a Chinese wife. And she said, I wouldn't bring a woman to you. Ah, so that's what it is, really. That's what it is. You want to stop an exponential. That's what it is. You're all trying to neuter me. All of you. You fucking hidden woman yelling at me. The fucking race, male, white nationalist of the internet. You're trying to log an exponential. And it won't happen. It won't happen. You're gonna have to kill me. Ihanak says, having mixed babies is contributing to the multicultural vision of the world, a mixed population that isn't anchored in a pure white identity. It's a pathetic path to go down. Well, you can comment on my life when you've had as many white babies as I've had. Personally, now I'm a free agent. I can do whatever I want. And it's not so much that I will necessarily get a Chinese wife. But I did all of these tweets to make the point. You're not going to neuter me. I will find every available egg within my reach. I will radically attempt to inseminate it. Ty Rogerson says, JF reached the bonus round. Exactly. The bonus round begins. Ah! Now it's like you're invincible and now the general rules don't apply anymore. I love this. I love the idea of a bonus round. Sliffwave says, would you recommend donating to a sperm bank? Generally not. If you're desperate and it helps you deal with your despair, go ahead. Absolutely. But there's a couple of reasons why it's not a solution. One, it's possible that your sperm never makes it to eggs. We've had cases of doctors that were basically... They were sperm spamming the clinic. So they were taking your vials, throwing them to the trash, taking your label, putting it on their sperm. So you have doctors that are known to have had thousands of children that way. So it's like it's not a trustable system necessarily. You're just trusting that the vial will get to an egg. You don't know. Imagine the number of people who thought they would have 5, 10, 50 babies. They have zero because the channel sperm to egg must be monitored, gentlemen. The sperm to egg channel must be monitored at all time. That's why we have emotions like jealousy. That is why. That is the structure of the world. See, people think I'm having this overly clownish view between the sperm and the egg, but no, it is the sense of life. Everything else is accessory. You didn't watch your sperm after the vial intake. Now you don't have babies. The doctor has 1,000. Another reason why fertility clinics are not necessarily the way is that you are not testing your gene for the whole natural process. So let's say that you're kind of autistic and it's kind of hard on the dating scene, and women detect this and they hate you for it. And you want to face those hardships face to face. You want to see them because you want to adjust your behavior. And at the same time, you want to pass through the whole test, the test of existence. Will a woman let you come inside of her? And you don't pass this test through the sperm clinics. You don't really pass it. And therefore, there's some point in the future where your strategy is outcompeted. There's some point in the future in which there's too much people start to be interested in fertility clinics. You start to be a little fish in the ocean. And suddenly it's not viable. Because it's all up to the sperm clinic whether they will statistically pick your vial. Like, imagine, right now, maybe all sperm gets used. Suppose we're in a perfect situation. Okay, so all you got... So every time you go to the clinic, there's so much demand for sperm, they will take your sperm. Now, imagine in 100 years from now. Now, you have thousands of your babies that have made it into society. They all want to go to the sperm clinic. And they want to do this because they're like you, because they're as autistic as you, because they face as much difficulty on the dating market. But now they are fish in the ocean. Now there's way too many of them. I was receiving an update from my Chinese social media presence on Red Note. So my phone was ringing. Normally, I cut the notifications off. Ching tong tong, ching ching chikichi, togeki mia. Normally, I put my notifications off, but since I joined the Red Note and launched my message to the Chinese female on Red Note, I forgot to set this app as silent notification. Magister Templi says, isn't the point to breed with beautiful people without mental deficiencies? That's how you advance a species. Imagine if the farmers selected a bunch of ugly vegetables instead of the best. I would say be careful with this. Be careful with this. Don't ever get the hubris of thinking that you know what's good. You don't. You are mostly deluded. You are mostly incompetent. Even, and here I'm talking to the high intelligence people. I'm not talking about someone who's very, very incompetent. I mean, even you, the 130 IQ, who can speak to me face to face and be as intelligent as me, you don't know. And you are a fool if you think that you know. You are a fool if you think that you know the future ecology. Can you imagine if you were in India in 780 and you're like, oh, I just found a beautiful girl, pale tan, blonde, blue eye. Oh, and she's 160 IQ. This is going to be awesome. Ah! Now you come in your beautiful, unique, blonde, blue-eyed, naive, 160 IQ female. And what do you know? Well, she doesn't exist anymore in 2025, in 2026. She's not there anymore. You made the wrong choice. You thought you knew what was good. But in India, that wasn't good. pagan Christian says, in India? Yes, in India. You see what I mean? I mean, you don't know. You don't know that your tastes are well adjusted to the future crazy world. You just don't know. I just tuned in and JF just gooned. Let's clip this. Let's expose him for gooning. So yeah, that was the very nice video of Nick. So I highly recommend it. Complete call out. And by the way, I don't know if you guys have IDs in the chat, but I don't think I've listed everything that feminism has infected. If you want to go to college, male or female, unless you have a very, very precise idea of how you're going to convert that college into money-making and female acquisition, you're a feminist. If you want to work between 18 years old and 28 years old, you're a feminist. If you want less than two babies or two babies, you're a feminist. If you want to process your children through the sick system that is being offered to them, anti-natalist ideology, public schooling, brainwashing of all sorts, you're a feminist or you're a victim of feminism. And this, there's feminism in there too. There was this meetup, and I'm super happy for the guys. They've been spending the whole weekend partying in clubs. They seem to be having massive fun. They were on the streets and Clavicular got confronted by another Lux Max. Oh no. Lux Maxer versus Lux Maxer. Who's gonna mug who?
Are you fucking retarded? You said that?
Yeah, you fucking drugged our friend at our table.
Are you fucking retarded?
You were at the Den a couple weeks ago.
The Den?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I've never had a table in my life at the Den.
Yeah, you have, bro. We're fucking there.
Motherfucker, I've been at other people's tables. I've never had a table in my life.
So, teenage level kind of conflict. It seemed fun. But to be clear, this is feminism too. First, the bumping of heads between male, the whole confrontation between male. You're being manipulated by females here. Those demonstrations of toughness have no function for in a civilized society except to impress women with your aggressivity. So never forget that whenever you are in war and kill another man, whenever you are on the street and start acting tough against another man, you are doing so in service of the matriarchy. And when your status displaying two other men, like Andrew Tate is doing with this whole series where they were in bars, they had these models. I'm going to show you how to get a model into Vendome. You want to go to Vendome? I'm rich. First, how much money are these people wasting on this shit with dozens of security agents and special positioning in the club and special bottles and open? This must cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, because in these bars, I wouldn't be surprised that these special bottles that they open where women come to shake their boobs around them while splashing it up, I wouldn't be surprised we're talking about a bill just for the bottle of $20,000 to $40,000. I think it's the range. Depends on the place. You're going to have much lower than this in some places, much higher. But I think we're talking about something like this. Man, these guys are wasting money for this place. And it's kind of sad because those guys are kind of the only hope for kind of a right-wing conservative, so kind of socially conservative leadership in society. And yet they're basically pimps, acting like pimps, and pimps are ultimately the greatest servant of the feminist order. because they are Jeff Epstein, just like Jeff Epstein. They are ultimately adoring women, and they want to sell that to others. And when you watch these kick streams, you are buying some of it. You're buying into this mentality. John Goras says, been watching this one incel guy on YouTube who shows himself. Dude is handsome, built, nice guy too. Either he's crazy or the woman are. I mean, I've looked at the numbers. The numbers are freaking scary. The numbers are so compressed. It's like there's... I mean, I've been saying it in the past. I think there's about 50 males available for one female window of time. 50 to 1. Because the female wants to have the white female of the modern days, brainwashed by feminism. She wants to have a window of babies of one or two. And that will happen in basically 1 to 2 years of her life. Her entire life is compressed to these 2 years. I'm willing to inseminate at 18 years old, at 25, at 40. I'm a continuous inseminator. So now, but the problem is the continuous inseminators, they accumulate in society. So now I estimate that there are 50 available penises for every vagina that is available. This is dramatic. This is civilization crushing. And the numbers are very clear. They did surveys and just current young women, like, would they be open? Less than 15% even think they could be open ever. And less than 5% really are open at any point in time. Very, very sad. Very sad. Nicholas Petris says, so obviously inorganic, there's a reason this degeneracy is pushed into popularity. Yeah, I mean, it's worrying. It is worrying. And I don't even blame them personally. I know they seem to enjoy their time. Nick seemed to be geeking out, kind of the intellectual in the bunch, just looking at the woman. That was all cute. But down the line, this is pimpery lifestyle display. It's as pathetic as the pimp with his feather purple shirt. Because what is that? What is that about? Well, it's a male that's essentially saying, hey, I got the girls. Don't you see I got the girls? Do you want a piece of this, bro? Well, you need to spend money. You need to come to that club. You need to be with me and pay me so you can get a piece of that ass. That is what the purple shirt means in the pimp. It's a signal of, it's a display of status. And also the commerce for fake sex. And that's feminism too. Because ultimately it's the conversion of the female power to birth human beings into commerce and deception and fraud. Doubting Thomas says, JF Molly is a hypocrite. He wants to moralize on race based on a few articles from alt-hype that he read, but refuses to acknowledge his past talking to Jared Taylor. Oh yeah, Molyneux is filled with contradiction. What a broken being. To say that I'm selfish pursuing life with an Asian wife. What a broken being. Stefan understands very well that if you are captive to Walmart, eventually Walmart will stop giving you good service. And what will happen with the price? What happens with the price in a monopoly, Stefan? It rises because they're holding you extortionate. They are the only option. No competition, no improvement. You understand this very well on the economic side, but it can't enter your brain that biology works in the exact same way. If we leave monopoly to white women on our reproduction, they will absolutely crash civilization down. They will absolutely just destroy it, step on it, and say, fuck your couch. So don't give me that selfishness. It's not out of selfishness that I pursue a Chinese wife. In fact, I'm not even pursuing a Chinese wife. I'm just putting it out there that we need to start thinking competition. We need to start to liberate ourselves from the monopoly. Because there is no fix coming from inside. No fix coming from inside. The spammer here, poof, eliminated from the internet. Boom, that's how we do it. Charles Garrity says, I have two sons and I'm actively going for another. Perfect. Perfect. And Sarah, good for her. Sarah Stuck. Oh, now she has changed her name. Sarah Setka. I guess that's because of her husband. Sarah Setka has been preparing a table. Well, that's a nice table. That is a well-prepared table. A little cheap on the charcuterie plate. The cheeses are banal. But it's not bad. It's not bad. Overdone with the chair, with the strawberries and chocolate, I would say. But okay. Mimosa egg, perfect. Maybe missing a little chives, green onions. Chocolate, inappropriate in this circumstance. Excellent job with the small, sweet cornichon. Excellent job getting genuine prosciutto in there. Excellent job with the onion confit being available. Delicious. What is that triangle? Is it a sauvagine? Is it a époise Berthaud? Good choice on that one, cheese. The charcuterie is kind of salami rich, I would say. In my book, White People Food, you'll get the full guide to the ultimate charcuterie plate with rillette, liver patty, blood sausages, prosciutto, the best cheeses. But excellent work, totally decent for a charcuterie plate that was put together without white people food. Magister Templi says, switching your race fetish is similar to going gay because you realize you're gonna die a virgin otherwise. No, I do have some degree of hope for especially for the alliance between Canada and China. I think in the future there will be a beautiful Asian race. And it will integrate eventually some white people's genes. I am convinced of this. If you want to read History of the Next Century by Philip Fabry, this is the best argument that the jumps from civilization, from Greece to Rome to Western Europe to USA, the next jump will be to China. That's a case that's made into History of the Next Century. So think of it. If Philip Fabry is right about this, think if you were in the Greek era and you get a shot into Roman pussy. You get a shot into having some intense baby-making sex with an Italian woman. That's how you should see the world. That's how I see the world. And it doesn't mean that I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong on my calls, but certainly my calls are more informed than 99.9% of the population. No one has a theory of their breeding engagement. I do. No one thinks of it that much as I do. I do. Selfwave says, JF, would you even go for an Indian? At this point, I am a free market agent. I am looking at any leverage that is genetically possible. If there is a path from my penis to that egg, I might just take it. I am focused on the production of babies. Justin, X considers letting you steal a creator's revenue if you ratio them. Well, that's not how I interpreted the news originally, because Nikita was like, should we steal the money from the top creator and give it to the people who mug the reply sections? He didn't seem super warm to it. So I don't know that it will happen, but it's an idea. I do believe that, you know, reply ratioing is one of the beautiful things that you can do with X to demonstrate that these people are fake ultimately and that they don't have the true support. That's how we know the truth. That's how we... And it needs to be that Elon constantly fights against bots so that we know it's true. Those need to be real people that are ratioing. But as long as they're real, it's very good. And if it gets rewarded, that would be good. That would be even better. Defenestrator says, if they remade the movie 300, it would be JF conquering the world, impregnating 300 women. I'm up for it. You know, in a way, the 300 guys, they did the wrong thing. They went at the front. I guess you could argue that evolutionarily, that was the right thing. So they went at the front, they sacrificed their life, but they ended up being overwhelmed. You're always overwhelmed by the hordes. You know, the freedom warriors, the intelligent people, free market people, productive peoples of society. You always, no matter what's your edge that you think you have, you always get overwhelmed by the hordes. Which is why it's very important that these people who are telling me, JF, isn't reproduction about choosing the right phenotype to improve society? No, listen to 300 and you'll understand that reproduction is the pursuit of all available options and then the willingness to die, protecting whatever offspring you've been allowed to have in the short time that life gives you. Kyle says, I got the same thoughts when I saw Weiwei 13 on Red Note 2, JF. Okay, I don't know who Weiwei 13 is. I guess I'll check that account out. I don't know who that is. Don Lemon faces KKK Act charges on MLK holiday. What is this? DOJ confirms that Don Lemon has zero journalism protections against FACE Act violation. Lemon was fully aware of violations and may face KKK Act conspiracy charges. Okay, so it's not that he got engaged in KKK stuff. It's just that they call it the KKK Act because it's an act aimed at conspiracies to violate rights. And it's one of the most important federal civil rights statutes. It's a law that makes it illegal to terrorize and violate the civil rights of citizens. So yeah, apparently it was very annoying. He went unsolicited in a church and started harassing a guy at a church, a kind of right-winger or pro-ICE person. And he was accusing him of being pro-ICE. That may very well qualify under civil rights violation. Forex says, you're looking good, Jeff. Yes. Although my weight has been very hard. It's been easy at first. Now it's getting hard to get one more pound in. But I'm working hard and I am starving like crazy. I am eating at most one meal a day, and it's a salad, and sometimes it's zero. Sometimes I succeed at passing 24 hours, 30 hours without eating. But it's not easy, because even then, I need to do some exercise to burn calories, because somehow my body is extremely efficient. Like, my body doesn't lose weight, even if I don't eat for days. So I need to get activated on mitochondria farming. So I'm doing cardio levels exercise, jumping jacks, I'm lifting some small weights just for the cardio. I'm doing abdomens. I'm going to get there. Defenestrator says, Jeff is looks maxing with short sleeves. Well, that's because now my old shirt looks very weird when I put it on. I look very puffy because I'm now very much smaller than that shirt. Eventually, I might go back to shirt, but I'm gonna have to wait for which weight do I stabilize at, and then I'm gonna go buy a shirt. Yes, I do drink a lot of electrolytes. Now, right now, I have a Diet Pepsi, but if you've looked at the show for the last 2 weeks, I'm always on Gatorade Zero. Gatorade Zero is perfectly adapted for iron replacement. So it's really, if I have anything to recommend in terms of thirst quencher, especially if you are either like me, you are on low calorie diets, or you suffer from vomiting or diarrhea or whatever, the right ions are all in Gatorade. I think the only exception is it doesn't have zinc. Now zinc, if you want zinc, you need to go Pedialyte. Reality is enough. Jeff, you're looking pretty young. I need to get into healthcare as I'm reaching into my late 30s. Yeah, you're going to have to care about it. I mean, myself, I saw the numbers on my blood test and it was starting to be indicative of, yeah, your liver is suffering, your pancreas is weak. So it's like I had the choice. Either I was maintaining my weight and dying very young, maybe dying in 10 years from now, or I cut down some weight, I do some exercise, and maybe I can be alive still for 30, 40 years. So that was the choice I was faced with. I had a sudden pain in my liver just eating soup. I was not eating much, but I felt my liver like poof. It got hit by the soup. And I was like, oh, it's time to take action. Doubting Thomas says, the upside of all this is that due to all the likely malware you downloaded from the Red Note app, China finally knows all about TRP. That's true, bro. I was installing Red Note, and they were like, you're going to need to give us permission for this. And you're going to need to give us permission for that. And I was like, okay, well, I feel kind of uncomfortable about it, but okay. And then they were like, you're going to need to give us also permission for that. And I was like, I really want this Chinese wife. Hartemus says, hey, Jeff, I was wondering, what if in the future, 5 to 10 years from now, one of your children comes back and wants to have a relationship with you? Have you ever thought about that? Oh, yeah, I think about this regularly. And my policy is quite simple. I am very interested in getting a relationship with the children who have been taken from me illegally by these crazy exes. And I will not hold them responsible for what their criminal mom did. But I will hold them to some degree of, you have to respect the fact that I didn't do this either. And I would expect from them that they will not be holding it against me, because they have to understand they were taken, they were kidnapped criminally by lying women. If they understand this, I can dedicate as much time as needed to restoring life with them, living with them as adults, and introducing them to life and giving them the whatever education they need then to start flying by their own wings. But they shouldn't come to me with reproach. And they will have to accept that what was done to them was a victimization by criminal moms allied with criminal states. The state of North Carolina, the state of Texas, the province of Quebec, the province of PEI, and a couple other places. Bye-bye. Pagan Christian says you'll never attract a Chinese wife wearing a t-shirt, JS. Well, let's get ready to remove.